Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. You tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and worldwide at WCUW.org.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this station nor its management. Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle. In today's show, we are featuring the vegan activist, Ona Patricia, via Skype on the Mediterranean coast of Spain, and Jocelyn Cole, via Skype in Portland, Oregon. Jocelyn will be joining us after the break. We're listening to the music of Ona Patricia. Thank you very much, Ona, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene.
This is a great honor to be speaking with you via Skype in Torrevieja, Spain.
You almost got it. Yeah, Torrevieja in Spain. It's a very touristic place in the southeast of Spain on the Mediterranean coast.
Beautiful, and I'm really happy to know that you're veganizing the southern eastern part of Spain.
Yes, I'm working on one of the toughest areas, I would say, you know. I think I may be the only vegan in the whole town, and I'm not exaggerating. Me and my son may be the only vegan ones. And it's amazing how people can even get shocked at times, but I try to keep my sense of humor all the time. Some people get really tense, some people get really defensive, but I have learned to deal with it through time, because it's been already many years. Here, vegan people are a very, very rare thing. It's hard, but you gotta do it, you know.
You're the change makers, and veganism is the key to stop the suffering and the discrimination and the violence and the injustice, because as we sow, we reap.
Exactly. People don't see that, you know, that it becomes very obvious when you're vegan. But I understand, because I've been there before and I didn't have a clue. I've been a lawyer, I have studied communication, and still I wasn't able to make the connection a few years ago about, for example, milk and motherhood. So when I became a mother is when I could make the connection. When I had my breasts with milk for my babies, when all these questions started to arise inside of me, I said, well. And then I started to make the connection. And it's amazing how people, you ask them, you know, would you suck from a cow? And they say, oh, that's disgusting. Come on, please. And I go like, well, what's the difference really, you know? You're drinking that.
Exactly.
And I hope that at least people start using the minds, you know, logics, really, common sense. And when they use common sense, they give the answers by themselves, you know. Mm. And they go like, yes, that makes sense.
Right, just like that saying, you can't be a feminist and not be a vegan.
Veganism gave me the vision that I always had the sensation that there was a missing piece, you know. And when I became vegan, I understood the whole thing. You know, everything clicked. And to me, it's very basic. The system, the how do you say, patriarchal system?
Yeah, the patriarchal system.
Oh, my God. What a word.
Here we go. Speaking of the patriarchal system, I'd like to hear about your travels throughout London, Ireland, and the States.
Well, I was in London for the first time when I was pretty young, when I was 21. I had this scholarship granted to study law in Kingston-upon-Thames, which is in Surrey, in the south of London. That was my first time abroad, and I spent a semester there. Later on, I went to Naas in Ireland, in County Kildare, as an au pair, and I was studying also law. And then I jumped to the States. I was about to finish my degree here, and I had the chance to travel to San Francisco and to stay there and to work there. And I said, hell, I'm gonna do it, you know. Everybody was like, you're crazy, you're about to finish your degree, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, I'm taking this opportunity. So I jumped to San Francisco. I spent there 4 years. But I wasn't vegan at the time, and I didn't even have a clue about veganism. If you want peace, and if you say the motherhood should be respected, and if you're teaching your kids to respect certain animals, why are you eating other animals that are basically the same? So if you stop doing that, you will be a real practitioner of peace, you know? So you won't be a part of a psychopathic system anymore, you know? Because psychopathy, by definition, is getting pleasure by or through the extreme suffering or murder of another sentient being. So by definition, anytime we are enjoying a corpse that we're eating, we're being psychopaths. It's very crazy. So, and then we are mesmerized, or we think, how come we live in such a violent world? How come there's so much violence around? And we don't know, we are being extremely violent every day when we sit to eat lunch with families.
We're listening to Auna Patricia, a vegan activist, via Skype on the Mediterranean coast of Spain. And this is her song, Harmony Song. You're tuned in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. There's a lot of vegans all around the world, all speckled all around, but in each location there's very few, like you mentioned, you and your son being the only vegans in your town.
Yes, yeah. I sometimes fantasize about lots of vegans together, you know.
Yes.
But so far it's like I feel like I've been put in places, maybe the darkest places around. Like I've been living in villages that people were so sociopathic, and it was considered totally normal to behave in a sociopathic manner. And these people, you know, when they have their local celebrations, they consider completely normal to take their kids to the bull celebrations, and they set fire on their horns. Oh. And they go there to have fun. And I have been living in these villages because it's a tradition in the area where I live. There's still a lot of traditions with bulls, you know. I was living last year in a place. What they do is they chase the bulls and they throw them into the sea, you know. The poor creatures jump in despair, and they consider that super funny. Ugh. And they set the horns in fire and they chase them around, or they chase them around the village. And sometimes people get killed, you know. You can feel the excitement, the sick excitement about it. It's like, oh, finally something really cool happens, you know, something with intensity happens in our lives. It's so crazy. And I've been living in all these dark places, and speaking about veganism, and they were all looking at me like, who is this weirdo? And I was like, yeah, because we are vegan, because animals are never. Some people wouldn't even say hi after 3 years living there, man. You know, it was like, don't get close to them. They may intoxicate you with their weird ideas. Oh, my goodness. Now I make jokes about it, but I've cried so much. And we've been so isolated sometimes. And oh, my, it's been crazy. And I remember I was once in one of these villages, and the kids used to come to our house. We had a beautiful house, you know, like a village house, and they would gather all at home, and we would talk, and when their parents knew that they were seeing, you know, they were coming home and we were talking about these things, they literally forbid, you know, the kids to talk to us, and they never talk to us again, you know, none of the kids. it's just, I don't get it. I just don't get it. So sometimes I've said, I think some people just cannot make the connection anymore. You know, I think the wiring inside got completely burned.
Oh, yeah.
The neurological connections have disappeared for real and forever, and there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
I wish I were wrong, but I've been with people that they would say to me, I don't care if animals suffer. Indeed, I like it. They say, I like it. I mean, and I enjoy stabbing them, and we celebrate. Some people have, you know, like country houses, and they celebrate, they all gather together and they kill the pigs there by themselves, and they process the flesh and do sausages and stuff, and they say, I like that, this is a great day. And they kill lambs here, the Muslims here, they get the, you know, there's a celebration, they get a lamb and they kill it in the patios. Oh. And they say, we like that, that's good. So when you see people that witness that, and you can see the evil spark in their eyes and the sensation of power they get from that, is when I think some people may be impossible to save, let's put it that way.
We're listening to Auna Patricia via Skype in Spain. Auna is a vegan activist and a vegan musician. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. And now we'll continue our conversation with Auna.
Does your son want to say something? Does your son want to say hi?
Yeah, of course. He would love it, but he cannot speak English.
Oh, no, that'd be great in Spanish.
Okay, can you hang on?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Dinko, dice que Marlene que si quieres salir y decir hola, soy Dinko, soy hermano en España. O decirlo en inglés, I'm vegan.
Here you have Jinko.
Hi, Jinko.
Hello.
Jinko is a
vegan.
Vegan. ¿Quieres decirlo en español? Do you want to say it in Spanish?
Man.
Okay, he's going to say it.
In English.
Or in English. Well, okay, just try.
Vamos, baby. Soy Jinko, me llamo Jinko y soy vegano.
And he's very happy to be vegan. ¿Tú estás contento?
Yes.
He has said to me many times, thank you, mom, for raising me vegan. Thank you so much. Like, you have opened my eyes, and he's very proud of it. And he says that he's gonna... Oh, listen, he has already saved his first animal, a crab, you know?
Oh, wonderful. Thank
Estoy
you.
Contando lo del cangrejo.
Ah, sí.
Like we were in the coast, you know, in the beach, and there was this man with lots of crabs, because here everybody does that when they go to the beach, you know, they like catching crabs, and they take them home, play with them, and throw them into the garbage. And then Jinko saw one of these people with the crabs. And then he just went there, took the crabs, and put them back into the sea. And the man got crazy, you know. He was shouting at him.
Thank you, Jinko. And Jinko, how old are you?
¿Cuántos años tienes?
Eight.
Oh, eight. And you're such a handsome and healthy, totally awesome boy. Thank you for being a shining star on this earth. You're a great help to this earth. Thank you very much, Jinko. Gracias.
Marlene is saying that you are very... Dice Marlene que eres muy guapo, que te da mucho las gracias por lo que estás haciendo, que es muy importante lo que estás haciendo, la contribución que estás haciendo.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Auna. Thank you, Jinko.
I'm just translating, Marlene.
We're listening to Auna Patricia and her son, Jinko, via Skype on the Mediterranean coast of Spain. Auna is a vegan musician, and we're listening to her music, Imagine. Tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving central Massachusetts and worldwide at WCUW.org. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. And now we'll continue our conversation with Auna.
Do you have any closing messages?
Well, I would say we got to continue like that. And I know sometimes it can get really hard, but we can turn our veganism into something fun, into something powerful, into, and we know it's unstoppable and it's going to happen. We know it's the future, and we have to be very certain that it's going to happen. And I think it's going to happen even before. Some people say, well, in 30, 40, 50 years, I think it's going to be happening. I'm very optimistic. If laws change and we can get it even in the short term, why not? And that for me, the essentials of veganism is that I believe this system is built on attacking and breaking the natural bond in between a mother and a child from early stages. And the first tactic or technique to do that is to use animals for that and to make us enemies of animals in the first place. And basically, that's the whole idea. Just break the natural bond between mother and child. I think we need to go back to nature, to our nature, and protect these bonds that are essential for developing ourselves as really healthy and sane individuals. And veganism is crucial and essential for that.
Yes, I agree with you. That's beautiful. And Auna, do you have any contact information that you can leave with our listeners for anyone who would like to get in touch with you?
Yes, you can visit my Facebook page under Auna. It's spelled A-U-N-A. That's my artistic page. I'm also in Auna Patricia. That's my personal profile where I share a lot of vegan information. And basically, you can contact me through that.
Thank you. And thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. And thank you for sharing your beautiful music with us. Thank you very much, Auna.
Thank you. Thank you, Marlene. It's a pleasure.
Gracias. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, well, over here we would say gracias. Gracias a ti, Marlene. Gracias, de verdad. You're doing something great. And it's been a pleasure talking to you. And thanks a lot for sharing my music. I do appreciate that a lot. And here we are. Here I am, single babies. But that's another subject. We could talk a lot about that also.
Yes, for sure. And it was such an honor to speak with Jinko. How do you spell his name?
Like the tree, the Jinko Biloba. Do you know the tree?
No.
It's a beautiful tree with a beautiful story. G-I-N-K-G-O. It's a tree. It's the oldest tree on earth. It existed already when the dinosaurs were here. They said that they have found fossils, you know, of the leaves. And it's a tree that symbolizes the joy of living. And it's used in homeopathy for recovering memories that we have lost. But not any memory, but the real important ones. So it is used for the microcirculation of the blood in the vessels in the brain, and it's said to help people to recover valuable memories. So that's exactly what happened to me when I got pregnant with my son. I started to remember the essentials, you know, the essential things that I had long forgotten. And I felt this enormous joy of living. And this tree, they say, has been able to go through all the changes on Earth because of this joy of living, which is what gives the tree the strength to, no matter what happens, always be born, reborn again and again and again. And they say when the Hiroshima bombing happened, there were lots of Jinko trees in the area, and of course everything was devastated, and the first tree that started to grow again after the bombing, you know, the nuclear bombing, were the Jinkos. And they say they always are reborn no matter what, because they remember the essentials and they're full of joy for life.
Wow, that is the symbol of veganism.
Exactly. And he brought me the veganism back, you know. Being pregnant with my child started the veganism in me. And I remember when I was very little, and I still had this spark of consciousness, and I remember saying, when I grow up, I'm going to be vegetarian. But I would say that because it was the only word that we had at the moment. Vegan didn't exist or was not available to me in the culture I was being raised, you know. And I used to say, I'm going to be vegetarian because I know they are better. That would be my reasoning, you know, when I was a child.
Wow.
But then that was lost somewhere, you know. I completely forgot about it. But there was always this little voice, this little spark that was telling me, go vegetarian, you know. And then when I got pregnant, I started the journey that ended up in veganism as the truth.
Absolutely beautiful. Auna, thank you so much, and I look forward to talking again soon.
Okay, Marlene. Gracias, Marlene.
Okay.
Hasta pronto. Talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. That was Auna Patricia via Skype on the Mediterranean coast of Spain. Auna is a vegan musician and a vegan activist. We heard her song, Harmony Song. And we also heard from her son, Jinko, an 8-year-old vegan activist in Spain. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. And now we're moving on to our interview with Jocelyn Cole, a vegan activist in Portland, Oregon. Jocelyn is an organizer for the SAVE movement and Portland Animal Save, and she's also involved with Direct Action Everywhere, DXE, as well as the Worldwide Vegan Chalk Challenge. Thank you very much, Jocelyn, for joining us on Vegan Nation. You're really a big mover and shaker in bringing peace and justice to this planet.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really, really grateful to be able to talk with you today.
You are a very powerful activist. Let's start with the SAVE movement.
Sure. So for people who don't know, the SAVE movement is a worldwide network of activists. We have over 200 groups now all over the planet. And what we do is we go out to the places where animals are suffering. So often we go to slaughterhouses, sometimes you go to auction yards. But when trucks of animals are brought into these places and these animals are about to be killed, we actually stop the trucks and then we spend a few minutes with the animals, showing them love and compassion. And we also share their stories all over social media so people around the world have a chance to connect with them and see that they're individuals. So what we're doing here is it's a concept called bearing witness. And bearing witness means that rather than turning away from suffering, because it's hard to see, we ask people to come closer to it, as close as they can, and try to help.
That's beautiful, and it's very important. What kinds of animals?
So we mostly focus on farmed animals. That's going to differ from country to country, but here in the U.S., we bear witness to cows, chickens, pigs, often turkeys as well, and sheep. Those are kind of the main ones.
Yes, and to see them really is heart-wrenching because it's just torture what they're experiencing, and it's not necessary.
Exactly. It's not an easy thing to do, to bear witness, but we ask people to do it because we know how impactful it is. It's one thing for someone to see a video. Videos can be really, really powerful, and I went vegan because of videos that I saw. But being there in person and meeting the victims yourself is something entirely different. And when you're there and you're looking right at someone who's looking back at you and asking you for help, and there's nothing you can do for them in that moment except show them that love, that really changes you. And it makes you want to do everything you can to change the world. So bearing witness has turned so many non-vegans into vegans, and it turns a lot of vegans into activists. Exactly. When you have an atrocity that's taking place and the conversation about it is not taking place, that's violence that's been happening for years and years and years. So we're just raising that issue to the surface, because no one's going to talk about this issue if we don't bring it up and make sure that it gets on the table.
That's right. And so speaking of activism, I'd also like to hear about the Worldwide Vegan Chalk Challenge.
It's very exciting. I've been involved with the Vegan Chalk Challenge for a few years now. It was actually the very first form of animal rights activism that I'd done. I got into it when I was getting back into doing some art and drawing, and I found out about it online. So I just started chalking up all over my neighborhood and all over my town messages of peace and love and empathy and promoting veganism. And you get to be creative. It's endlessly creative. It's easy and it's effective, and it's something you can do absolutely every single day. So we've had a few events. We've had worldwide chalk bombs before, but this is definitely going to be our biggest by far. And it's going to be the end of this month. It'll be September 30th, and October 1st is the next worldwide vegan chalk bomb. So we're inviting everyone, no matter where they are, all over the planet, to join us during that time and just chalk up their neighborhood, their local parks, wherever they feel their message is going to be seen, with messages of love and peace and empathy for animals and for absolutely all sentient beings on the planet. I know that it makes a difference. This type of activism is really effective because it's similar to vigils in that you're doing something right there in your local community, and you're also able to share it all over the world. So it's kind of twofold in that sense.
Yes, for sure. And this is great to hear about all these activities in Portland, Oregon, and knowing that you are originally from Vancouver, Washington. Are there things happening there as well?
Vancouver has a lot less activism, but we definitely have activists from Vancouver. So we all kind of support each other in our activism and are trying to grow this local group as much as we can. So even though I'm from Vancouver, I'm in as many Portland events as I can. When we actually bear witness with Portland Animal Save, most of the time when we're at the cow slaughterhouse, that's in Washington, that's in Woodland, Washington. So we have people going across state lines to support the activist community and speak up for animals. I mean, just since I've been involved and had Portland Animal Save start, my co-organizer and I, her name is Emily, we're really, really proud to see all of the activists that we met and see our entire community grow. So it's really exciting.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jocelyn.
Once we have a vegan world, like, the world is going to become kind of this sanctuary and this oasis that we know it can be.
Listening to Jocelyn Cole via Skype in Portland, Oregon. Jocelyn is the organizer for the Save Movement and the local group Portland Animal Save, and she's also involved with the Worldwide Vegan Chalk Challenge, as well as Direct Action Everywhere. Thank you, Jocelyn, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you so much for having me. It was really my pleasure.
That was Jocelyn Cole, a vegan activist in Portland, Oregon. Jocelyn is an organizer with the Save Movement, Portland Animal Save, and she's also involved with Worldwide Vegan Chalk Challenge and DXE, Direct Action Everywhere. The song we're listening to is from the DXE activists with Jocelyn Cole in Camas, Washington, as they sing in the streets. It's the liberation song, and that's what we'll go out with. Prior to the break, we were joined by Ana Patricia and her son Jinko, vegan activists in Spain. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Here's three announcements of vegan events coming up this week. Texas Go Vegan Week, October 1st to the 7th. Sponsored by the Vegan Society of Peace. Also, in Ottawa, Canada, on October 2nd, Monday, the Ottawa Farmed Animal Save is holding a vigil at the Ottawa, quote-unquote, livestock auction to bear witness to hundreds of our non-human brothers and sisters who will be sold that day on the auction floor. In New York, on Thursday, October 5th, at the Hudson Valley Community College, is a presentation by renowned photographer Joanne MacArthur of We Animals. This is sponsored by the Animal Outreach. For more information, you can also contact Valerie Lang Walden.
When the trucks of animals are brought in and they're about to be killed, we actually stop the trucks for a few minutes and we go up to the animals and we spend a few minutes with them and showing them love and compassion. Showing them love and compassion.
Next week at this time, where we'll bring you more news on living a vegan lifestyle. Hear this program again at wcuw.org/vegannation. Theme music provided by Will Tuttle. This is Marlene Narrow, wishing you a good day.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
Because we're all Encore? Encore? One more?